Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Bavaria Hotline. My name is Randy.
Hi,
Hello.
Randy.
Hi.
Hi, Randy. Can you hear me?
Now I can,
Hi.
yes.
Okay, good. Are you still there, Miss Wilson?
Yes.
Hi, I have Michelle Wilson on the phone that I'm transferring to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Hi,
All right, you're in
Michelle.
good hands. Bye, Michelle.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Can I can my name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line and I'm going to help you with your intake for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Can I get your phone number, please?
Okay, 718-503-8570.
Okay, thank you. If we should become disconnected, and it does happen sometimes on these transfers, I will call you immediately back from my desk phone, which is a 949 area code. And I'm going to give you that number in a sec anyways, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, Michelle?
No.
All right. Now, I'm so sorry. This is housekeeping. I need to ask that same question, but just in a little different manner, and then we'll be done and move on. Can you please confirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter? But most importantly, Michelle, can you confirm that you have not signed documents with another law firm? Is that a correct yes?
That is correct.
Thank you. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with melanoma, meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the date of your diagnosis, Michelle?
That was September 2016.
Do you know approximately what day? Just your best guess, as best as
No.
you can remember. Well, let me ask you this. The holiday weekend is the first weekend in September. Do you know if it was after that?
I think it was probably before that,
So, like the very beginning of
if I'm not
September?
mistaken. Yeah.
Okay. Of 2016, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, this only needs to be as it's a long time ago, too, by the way. So, the best of your knowledge. Is
Yeah.
that's what you got to give me, and so we'll go with. And I like that, so I appreciate that. But remember, if we have a claim here, they'll be pulling your record. So even if you're just a little bit off, as long as you're close enough, you'll be okay.
Okay.
But of course, exact dates would be appreciated, such as the next question. You got to give me the exact date. What's your birthday?
My birthday is 6/11/1990.
6/11/1990. Thank you. And of course, you're going to have my phone number. If you want to pass on my phone number to anybody else, you can, of course. Now,
Okay.
did you use the brand name or the generic Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use the generic also or just the brand name?
The injection.
Okay, but of the Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah, for over a year.
Okay. And have you had at least, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections?
There were three, I would say, three times in like a month, like every 3 months. I'm sorry, every 3 months.
So how many
So
total do
in
you think? How many
total,
total? Yeah, that's good. You got the question. Thank you.
yeah, 16.
Wow.
For almost about 4 years.
Okay, we'll get to that in 1 second. So did you use the depo between the dates of January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Correct.
Okay, what is the date to the best of your memory? When did you start using the depo?
I started using it about August. Yeah, I would say August 2012.
Okay, thank you. And to the best of your memory, when did you stop using the depo?
That would have been in 2016.
Approximately what month?
Like October.
Okay.
I would say like the beginning or mid October.
Okay.
Of 2016.
I'll put the 15th. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then for the start date, I put August 1st, so the beginning of the month. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
And just to, we're done with that section. Just to wrap it up on that one. To recap for you, yes, you used the brand name Depo Provaria. You did use it for over a 1 year minimum. Yes, you had more than four shots. And yes, you did use it between January 1st, 1992 and the present date. Those dates were August 1st, 2012 to October 15th, 2015. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Now, said at the same time.
Oh, I know. I heard you. Thank you, though. I'm trying to be respectful of your time, but if you want me to go slower or faster, I can go either way.
No, it's fine.
We'll just do it how we're doing it. Okay, thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
All right. So the main injury that we're talking about here is meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
And your marital status?
Single.
And please spell your first name for me.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
And then please spell your last name for me, Miss Wilson.
W-I-L-S-O-N.
Thank you. And do you have a suffix, junior, senior, anything like that to your name?
What, like a nickname?
No. Like, are you Michelle Wilson the Fourth?
Oh, no.
You know why it's so confusing? Because it's rarely, I've only once in the hundreds of times I've asked that question, had a woman say, yes, I am Michelle Wilson III. Only once in my life have I ever had that happen. So
I thought it was like only meant for guys.
No, I'm with you on that. It should be. Okay. Young lady, what is your social security number? This is for the firm.
Okay, I need to go to like a private area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you, if you're walking, you could, while you're walking, you could give me your best email in the meantime if you want, or we could wait.
Actually, I could give you mine right now.
Okay.
I just needed to move away.
I totally get it. I'm
okay.
Ready. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 066-781085.
Okay, 066-718085.
That you said 718?
781.
Yeah, 781. 085, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now your best email?
It's my first and last name. 19900@gmail.com.
Say the numbers part again. 1900 or
19.
Go ahead.
19900@gmail.com.
Gotcha. So I have Michelle Wilson, 19900@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then for your phone number, I have 71. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You can say it.
I want to confirm. I have 718-503-8570.
Correct.
Okay. Is this a mobile phone, young lady?
Yes, this is my cell phone.
Do you prefer to be contacted via text, email, or phone?
All of the above.
Okay. Do you have a particular time of the day you prefer to be contacted?
No, there's not a specific time. I just hope that I'm not on the train or the ferry.
Okay. And can you please give me your contact address?
My address is 7 Livonia. You know how to spell that? 7 Livonia Avenue.
Just tell me what state you're in.
Oh, New York City.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And that would be 11212?
Correct.
Do they call that New York City?
Yeah, the Big Apple.
Well, no, I meant because on Google it left that blank. Where, you know how
it
fills it?
New York City?
It put Brooklyn.
Yeah, like New York. If it's Brooklyn, it'll say Brooklyn, New York, 11212. Like
right.
NY, not even New York. It'll say NY.
Well, it says Kings County, too.
11. Oh, no, this is not Kings County. It's New York. It's
yes.
The NY.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I've actually been there. I took the subway and went to the Bronx and saw the Yankees play. What I really liked, it doesn't do it here in L.A. It stopped right in front of the stadium. We just got off the subway, bought some Yankees hat, and walked right into the stadium. Everybody thought we were from New York. It was cool.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool, actually. I had a great time. All right.
Yeah, it's really cool out here. Next time, come take the ferry. You'll love it.
Oh, well, I'll take the ferry. I tell you, I had no problem with the subways, though. We don't have subways out here, so it was new to me, but I had no problem. It was super easy. But I think things have changed. I'll take the ferry next time. Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice way to take a view and look at the city.
You betcha. Have you ever been out here to L.A.?
No, never, but I actually want to.
Well, come watch the Lakers play, and they play right there where there's all kinds of other things to do. If you don't like basketball, there's football now. We never had football for years and years. If you don't like sports, there's the beach. If you don't like that, there's the mountains. There's everything.
Well, I like all of the above.
Perfect.
And I've never been to the mountains, so that would actually be a great experience for me.
Oh, well, you're invited, okay? Now,
thank you.
Young lady, who was your diagnosing doctor? And I'm going to go into Google and pull up their info. So if you could tell me who they were.
Hold on, let me turn my volume up because I turned my volume down when we was doing the social
okay.
Security part.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, what I was asking you is I'm going to go into Google, but if you could tell me the name of your doctor, I'll find him. Or her.
My doctor.
This is the one I'm looking for. Is who diagnosed? Who diagnosed you?
Let me see. I think the name was. I'm trying to remember the doctor's name.
Well, Michelle, let me throw something in here. If you could tell me where that was. That I might.
I can tell you the hospital.
Were you diagnosed at the hospital?
Yes.
What hospital?
It's Langwin. I can spell it for you.
Please.
Because I don't know if I pronounced it correctly.
Okay, please.
It's L-A-N-G-O-N-E. But N is NYU Langwin.
There, I found it, actually.
NYU.
I found it. Thank you.
Okay.
Cool.
No problem.
Let me click on it. Oh, they want to take me to my chart. That's not actually what I want, but maybe it'll give me what I want. Maybe. Which location? Did you go to the one in Brooklyn?
No, the one in New York. It's in Manhattan.
Okay. It's right there.
Well, we say New York, New York. That's Manhattan.
So you went to the one on, which one was it? 17th?
It was the one on... It's like 53rd. Oh, I'm saying it wrong. 530 First Avenue.
550 First Avenue I have.
No, you said 550.
It says I'm on their website, but you could be right. Let me look at something.
I should be right. I would say.
You should be. I know. That's what I'm saying. There's one on 530. All right. You're right.
Okay.
They're all over. Okay, this will work.
Yeah.
Let me copy that. Just going to do some copying and pasting.
Okay.
Bear with me. It asks it a bunch of times, so I won't bore you with that.
You said what, a bunch of times?
It asks it a bunch of times, so like I say, I won't bore you with all that.
Okay.
And then this one here, for some reason, makes me type it. So bear with me, Langone. health.
No problem.
Okay. And they even give me a phone number. Cool. Copy. Now, I can get away, if you're not exactly sure, or if you saw more than one doctor, I can put attending staff if you'd like me to for this.
Yeah, it was basically three different doctors.
Okay, thank you. All right. Then, did you ever have any cancer diagnosis prior to what you got here? In other words, did you have cancer?
Like after?
Or beforehand? Had you any diagnosis of cancer prior to? Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And do you remember who your doctor was that was treating you, or was that also at NYU Langone Health for treatment?
Yeah. Her name was Sophia, Dr. Sophia Wong.
Okay,
Sophia,
hold on.
Her last name is spelled W-U. She's a GYN doctor.
Okay, Sophia Wu.
She referred me to my surgeon doctor, the surgeon.
Okay. Hang on one sec. There she is. There she is. She gets 5 stars, too. Good for you.
Yeah.
And do you see her there at NYU, too, also?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of them are in NYU.
Perfect. That means I already have all the information, so I got to do more copying and pasting. I told you, it asks a lot. Oh, thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay. And did Dr. Wu, were there any meds that you're on right now, is she the one that prescribed them to you?
What, right now?
Yeah.
No, I'm not on any medication right now.
How about medication?
At the moment, no.
How about medication when you were getting treatment for this? For the meningioma,
I've only done the medication that she gave me, which was the depot.
That's okay, perfect. And do you remember?
That,
did
I ain't gonna take no more.
No, I don't. I'm against medication. I'm with you on that. Okay.
Right.
I don't take half of what they've prescribed to me. And you know what? The thing is when I go every 6 months for my testing. Oh, everything's good. Must be those medications working out. Yeah, right. I don't tell them.
Right.
Okay, I just let them go.
It's the side effects. Like, why they give people medicine, and then the side effects is what's really messing people up.
Sometimes the side effects are worse than whatever you have. Okay, and that was
exactly.
All at the end. Now, think back. I know you're not a big med person, and neither am I. But when Dr. Wu did prescribe you medicine, did you go to Walgreens? Where did you go to get it? CVS?
Oh, no. I didn't go get anything. I did injections. It was injected.
Okay, so you didn't get any prescriptions whatsoever?
No, as far as from her, no.
Or anything for... the meningioma.
What, the painkiller?
Yeah, did
I don't
you get?
I don't remember the name of the painkiller.
Here's the deal, Michelle. I don't need to know the name of the painkillers. All I need to know is where you got them. Like, did you go to CVS, Walmart? That's it. That's all. Doesn't matter what they are.
Oh no. They have a pharmacy.
At the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know what? Mine does too. So I get that, too.
Yeah, all hospitals have pharmacies.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes they prefer to, like, send you wherever your
insurance. Right.
Yeah.
I know. Don't get me started on that scam. I'm kidding.
Lord, I already know.
Langone Health Pharmacy. Okay, there it is. No, I don't want a residency. You're about ready to sign me up. Okay, I got it. I knew the pharmacy was going to have a different phone number than the hospital, and I found it, okay? So we're good.
Okay.
Now, this question, I actually really like to put in a couple of details. How are you doing now? I mean, do you still have any symptoms, any headaches, anything like that, anything to speak of?
I have headaches here and there, but it's not as bad as it used to be. But like the main part that I don't like about like the permanent side effects is sometimes I can't really hear like how I used to. My period is still irregular.
Oh.
I went from having like periods that only last for 3 to 4 days. Now it's 7 days.
You know what? You're not the first one that's told me that either. I'm so sorry for you. So it's very heavy also sometimes, right? And it's irregular.
Yeah. Exactly.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just typing all that in. It's important to me to make sure we include stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. There. Now, do you have or can you confirm to me that medical records do exist that will show that diagnosis? You don't have to have them in your possession, but you have to confirm to me that
they
do exist.
No, I don't have them in my possession, but I can get them from the hospital.
Okay. And you'd be able to provide them either mail or electronically if asked, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
correct.
Thank you for answering that, but I do want to tell you that one of the things, we're almost done, really. I only have one more question, but I wanted to tell you that you don't need to go chasing medical records at this point, because one of the things I'm going to ask you to sign is for your attorney to actually pull the records, which is going to be better for you anyways, because then there's no question about it being
right.
So what I want you to do, you basically just confirmed that they do exist and you are willing to get them. So thank you for that. But you don't have to do it until they ask. They don't have to until they ask you to. Okay. So.
Okay. Great.
Here is the last question for you. We do request an emergency contact, and I can hear that siren. Hopefully you can hear me.
So loud. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I can hear you, but it's getting closer and closer.
Okay, I'll slow down. I let it pass.
Okay. Something happened.
That's all right. I got to prepare you a text message anyway, so we're cool.
Okay.
All right. Now, the last one is real simple. We do request an emergency contact in the case that we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. All right. This emergency contact would only ensure that we can keep going for you. And again, if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time, this would help prevent any disruptions, and we have found it necessary. So can you give me the name, the phone number of who we might contact and say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Michelle?
Okay. We could actually, I could give you my mom's number.
What's her first name?
It's Joanna.
Joanna.
It's Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. It kind of sounds Hawaiian a little bit, but it's in Spanish.
And
it's J.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
It's Joanna.
Perfect. And she's your mother?
Yes, that's my mom.
Your mom. Oh. And what's her phone number?
Okay. Let me get that for you right now.
Sure.
It's 347. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. It's 347-367-7147.
I have 347-367-7147.
367-7147. Yes.
And
correct.
Does she have a separate email, or can I put your email? Would she have access to your email if we can't get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. Do some copying and pasting on that. And then one more copy and paste, and I'll be done. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
You said, have I ever signed documents for what? I'm sorry.
Via DocuSign.
How does that work? Like, I just type my name, or I, like...
You just type your name and hit little yellow things. It's really super easy, okay?
Okay. I thought it was, I have to use my finger, because I've done that before.
You're going to use your finger here in a second, but let me make sure I did everything right.
No. Like, do you know, put my name in script?
Oh, I don't think you have to. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
So let me, I'm creating the document for you right now. So hang on a second and then I'm going to send it to you. And you can access it.
Okay.
Okay, there it is. Now, hold on, I got to log back in. You are really, really nice too, by the way. I really appreciate it. You've been so patient and
Oh, thank
super polite.
you.
It's crazy. All right, Miss
You just
Wilson.
made my night. I was a little emotional talking about this whole situation because I haven't like been talking about it lately, as of lately. And you actually brightened up my night. You and
Oh.
the other lady I was talking to, you made me feel so much better.
I'm glad to hear that. I really, really am. And you know what? These big companies, they shouldn't be getting away with it. I've read some of the stuff on Pfizer's website, and you just got a text from me if you want to click on it. It's just crazy. You should have never had to go through any of this.
Thank you.
And I'm old enough to remember when they first started marketing this stuff and all the benefits that they were pitching you and stuff. It's just crazy. Yeah. But anyways, I just sent you a document via text. You could access it. Click on it, open it up, tell me what you see. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you need me, I can help you. But sometimes it takes
Okay,
me.
I'm gonna put my headphones on. I'm gonna
Okay.
go inside of the store so it won't be as loud as it is outside.
Okay, no worries.
Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you fine. You're honestly, you're really no more than 2 minutes away from being done.
Okay.
So click on that text, and the first thing it's going to see, it's going to ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically. So you're going to click that little box and hit
Okay.
continue. Then
You
hit,
said click the little box.
yeah, check the little box and hit continue.
Okay, wait. Let me make sure I'm on the right one.
It's going to be from Randall
So
Reese.
it's like the number is it's like a number that's like a 65707.
What
Is
number?
that it?
I sent you a text message, but it comes from DocuSign. I'm not sure what the number is. But if you click on it,
Right,
it'll
does
say,
it say Randall?
that's me, Randall. Yes.
Okay. So
I know
yeah,
I it's
that's
that's
the
me. I go by Randy, but it's Randall. Okay.
Okay.
So it makes me put my real
All
name.
right.
Then, so you want to check that little box down in the left-hand corner, and then you want to hit the yellow key that says continue.
Okay, I'm not understanding what. Okay. You said press yes. It says it's giving me like a yes or no option.
Hit yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I'm reading it. It didn't show me that. I do this by memory. And so what I did is I pulled up the instruction. It says it may also have to click a yes button. All right.
Oh, okay.
So you're right again.
Okay, it's
Okay.
loading.
Yeah, there you go. Then it should pop up.
I'm waiting for it to finish loading.
Take your time, but I'm going to tell you what it would say. Well, actually, I can do this while we're waiting.
Okay. It says continue, so I'm
Touch
gonna
it.
press continue.
Well, touch the little box. Did you check the little box next to it? I agree to electronic
Yes,
sign.
and press
Continue. Yes, ma'am.
yes.
Yes, ma'am.
My phone is always.
Okay.
Okay, it's loading again.
It's okay. I actually have some text messages to send you, but I'm holding off on it for the moment.
Okay, how many more?
Two, but they're, you don't have to sign them. They're just informational. That's why I was waiting. Like one of them is my phone number.
Oh, okay. Also, I do have to do use my finger
Yep.
to write my name in script,
You
remember?
sure do.
But I have to write it tiny. I write really big,
It's okay.
so
You know what? You
no,
could
I'm sure.
you don't have to do draw. Can't you do select style and it'll type it for you?
Okay,
But then you don't have to mess it up.
okay.
Just do it with your finger or whatever works
Okay,
and
that's
hit it.
actually better. No.
Hit a
It works better.
adopt and sign down at the bottom.
Yeah, I pressed that already.
All right, then you're going to want to touch the little thing there. It'll plant your signature and then hit next.
It's loading.
Okay,
I have
cool.
to wait. It's loading.
I think it's because it's like that time of day where you're at.
Or maybe because I'm in the store.
No, that too, yeah.
Yeah. So is it supposed to go to like another page?
Or yeah, it's gonna pop up another page, and what you're gonna do is all you got to do on this one, you don't have to make any more signatures. You're gonna touch it and hit next.
It's not giving me that option. It's still on the same page where I initialed my name.
Do you want to? Okay, did you hit adopt and sign?
Yeah, it's loading, and then.
Do you want to walk out front where you get a better signal?
It says, okay, it says an error occurred.
Yeah, it's probably the signal.
Okay, so I'm going to...
I could send it again.
Okay, it went through this time.
Okay,
so do
cool.
I do that again?
What do you see
or
on your screen? What do you see on your screen?
It has... Let me see.
Well, let
it's
me ask,
me
what do you see in the yellow? What do you see in the yellow on your screen?
The arrow's going down.
Okay. Touch that spot where that yellow is, and it should place your
signature. Do I press finish?
Hit finish. Hit finish. Absolutely. You're further along than I thought you were.
Okay. I think now I could press finish.
Yep.
Okay. It keeps going back to the top.
It looks like you might have.
Going back to the top.
It looks like you might have missed a signature.
Okay.
Let me see. Yep. It looks like you did.
Okay,
so
I think I'm finished.
Touch anything that you
it's
see
loading.
In yellow. There you go. I know we're having signal troubles. Anything you see in yellow, touch it.
Okay. Thank you. It's still loading.
That's okay. Oh, it's completed. I got it.
Oh, you got it?
I got it, yeah.
Oh, but it's still...
You can exit out of
you're
that.
You're done.
Yep. You don't need to.
I don't have to press. I don't have to press continue.
No, you don't have to, because all it's going to do now is tell you to download an app. There's a copy of it in your email that you can look at later if you want.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of
so
a marketing thing.
So you sent me something else.
I'm about to. There's the first one. And that's
okay,
me.
Okay. Do I open that now?
Nope. You're good. You can save it. It's just my phone number. Okay.
Okay.
And then the other one I'm going to send you, this is your attorney. What's going to happen is they're going to reach out, usually within 24 to 48 hours, maybe even sooner, and they're going to give you just a quick verification call. And then that's basically it. You're actually,
okay.
You've already signed the documents that you need to. I'm going to send you over that information, but it is also on your document. It's Pulaski is who it is, but you're going to be good to go. Do you have any questions for me?
That's the name of the lawyer?
The lawyer is 84 Pulaski. Let me send this to you right now.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm pulling up the information.
Okay,
there it is. And they're a 909 number, and they're going to be reaching out to you.
Okay.
And that's about it. If you have any questions, you're free to get back to me, or you could wait and you could ask your attorney when you talk to him. Do you have any questions now?
No.
Okay.
I guess we're done.
Well, kind of. I'm kind of done. But basically what
kind
it is...
Kind of. With this part. With this part.
Well, this is... let me tell you what happens. What happens from here again... You've already completed the intake. So from here, the intake, the attorney will pull it up and view it. He'll give you a quick verification call if he has any questions. Usually we're pretty thorough on these things. If you have any questions, you can also ask at that point, or like I said, you can get back to me. Then once you're you've already signed the initial documentation. There won't be any more documentation. But now what's going to happen is because they have started settling these claims, you'll get in line with everybody else. If they need to pull medical records and things like that, they'll let you know. If they want you to pull or want any help with medical records, they will let you know. But like I said, you confirmed that they are there, so that shouldn't be an issue. But if you have any problems or any questions at all, you're more than welcome to reach back out to me, okay?
Sorry.
All right. Now, Ms. Wilson, it truly has been a pleasure. I really, really love New York, and I'm sorry that the Yankees didn't win. I was rooting for you.
Right.
I really was. I'm more of an Angels fan, so. Anyways, you should get out here sometime, and I definitely will get back to New York one day. So, pleasure talking with you.
Definitely.
And you have,
it was a pleasure as well. Thank you.
You have a blessed evening, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Take care now.